Oh. Thank you guys for coming. I'm sick. I can't believe all you people came out in the rain to see me. I could see Prince or Anita Baker, somebody, but thank you. I am grateful. And I'm also wet. I'm going to read. I won't apologize, but I'm going to read the first two, what's called monologues, and then what's called or considered a dramatic chapter, the first chapter of this book that I'm working on called Disappearing Acts. Okay? Who's laughing already? Franklin. And although I don't look like it, I'm nervous. So it takes me a few minutes to get going here. All I can say is this. I'm tired of women. Black women in particular, because that's about all I ever deal with. Maybe a fine Puerto Rican here and there, but not much. They're all the same, that's for damn sure. Want all your time and energy, want the world to revolve around them. Once you give them some good loving, they go crazy. Start hearing wedding bells, start thinking about babies, and want you to meet the whole damn family. They make you come and you'd swear they struck gold or something. But they claim the mind for themselves, and the prettier they are, the more they want. Well, I don't play that shit no more. I try to make it clear from Jump Street, I ain't serious. I got enough on my mind right now without getting all hung up and twisted up with another woman. Every time I turned around, my phone was ringing off the damn hook. Hi, Franklin, one would say, and I would sit there and try to guess which one it was. What you doing? What a stupid-ass question to call up somebody and ask. It would seem quite obvious I wasn't thinking about her, else I'd have called her, right? But no. It don't work like that. They hedge. You feel like some company and don't say, no, I'm busy. All hell will break loose then. You got somebody over there? I want to say none of your fucking business, but that would be too cold-blooded. They want to know what you're doing every minute of the day you ain't with them. Can't just be by yourself. They always think if you don't want to see them, then it's got to be another woman. And I've been out with some of the stupidest women, I swear. Usually don't find this out until after I've did it to him. What was her name? Gloria? Yeah, Gloria. This chick had an ass like butter, moved like a roller coaster, but when it came to brain, she was missing about 16 cards. Worked at the welfare department, but she should have been a case herself. I should have known better when all she talked about was getting her nails done and was forever blow drying her fucking hair. She couldn't even figure out the easiest puzzle on Wheel of Fortune. I remember one night we'd had a pretty serious session and I had to go to work in the morning, but since it was election day, Koch was running again for mayor. I got up extra early so I could go vote. I looked down at her. You voting today, I asked. I ain't voted in years, Franklin, she said, just grinning and shit like she was proud. You stupid bitch, I wanted to say, but I didn't. It wasn't worth it. You gotta go, I said, now. She acted like her feelings was hurt, but I didn't care. One chick, I liked her a lot. Her name was Teresa, and she hated it when you called her Terry. Now, Teresa had something on the ball, worked at a bank, and not only could she cook her ass off, but she liked sports. We used to lay around all day on a Saturday or Sunday and just make love during halftime and watch every game that came on TV. She knew a call when she heard one, too, and she gave the best head I ever had in my life. I don't know who taught her, but I wish she'd give lessons to a lot more of them. The only thing about Teresa was she wore a wig, and I couldn't stand to hear her talk. She had this squeaky-ass voice that drove me nuts. It was real high like Alvin and the Chipmunks or something. Sometimes I wanted to say, would you just shut up? And when the girl came, I swear to God, it was embarrassing. I don't remember what happened to her, to tell the truth. She just faded out the picture, just like Karen and Maria and Sandy and Amina and all the rest of them. All except Pauline. Pauline, now that woman, she was the last one, the one that broke my heart. Don't ever fail. The one you always want is the one that always leave. Pauline was soft and sexy. She had the prettiest breast in the world. They was round and full and stood straight out. She was the only woman I ever met that could come from me just licking them. Pauline was 100% grade A woman, lived in the projects with her 2-year-old son, but she treated me like a whole man. She was going to secretarial school so she could get off welfare. That's one thing I really liked about her. She tried. And Pauline had pride. She never called me. It was always me doing the calling, and I didn't mind. Some women you just want ain't satisfied till you get them. Don't ask me what happened, but a few weeks ago when I called, she said she was busy. Busy? I let it go. The next day I called back. She's still busy. What the fuck is going on? I asked her. She didn't say nothing for a minute. My chest was heaving. Pauline, don't play with me. Then I heard her mumble something like, I met somebody else. Met somebody else? What? Who? I heard her say some shit like she was sorry, but I just hung up the phone. A man don't need this kind of shit. What kind of dude could she possibly have found that could make her feel better than me? I hate this shit. I wanted to marry this woman. To tell the truth, my head was all messed up because I kept sitting around wondering who it could be and what was he doing for her that I wasn't doing, didn't do. I kept drawing a blank because when I love a woman, I try to treat her like she's the only one in the world. Sometimes I guess that ain't enough. That's when I decided to take a vacation from all of them. They think they're the only ones who can go without sex. Well, that's a lie. A man's mind is about the strongest thing he's got going for him. Let women tell it, you'd swear our brains are all in the head of our dicks. Sometimes this shit is true. But right now, I'm trying to get my constitution together. I've made too many stupid mistakes, too many bad decisions. I guess dropping out of high school was the biggest one. I ain't never liked people telling me what to do. I couldn't sit still for another 2 years listening to that boring shit about America, how to write a damn sentence. Couldn't just learn to add, subtract, and multiply. No, they had to complicate the shit. But Woodshop didn't miss a class. This was just one more reason for my moms to despise me. I truly believe that her whole purpose in life was to castrate men. She started with my pops and worked her way down to me. But he's so damn henpecked, I still don't know what he feel about me, really. To tell the truth, I ain't never been all that crazy about them either. But when you're 16 years old and already 6'2", ain't much they can tell you. My moms would lay it on thick, just running her damn mouth to hear herself talk. You're gonna end up with a bullet hole in you, boy. You stupid, just like that sister of yours. Y'all should have been twins. Can't do nothing right. Sit up straight. Now just get out of my face. Make me want to shoot you my damn self. Pops usually stood in the background pretending like he was doing something else, like he didn't hear nothing. He always ended up in the pantry where he kept his scotch. But there was only so more stupids I was going to be. One day I was going to punch all her lights out. I did what I wanted to do anyway. Shot dope, played hooky, fucked whatever was pretty and was willing to give it up. It took me 15 years to get my GED, but I got it. Didn't take me that long to give up dope. That shit got old. Had to scramble for it, and 5 nights in jail once, and that was enough for me. It wasn't the kind of life I pictured for myself, that's for damn sure. Neither was Mary and Pam when I wasn't but 20 years old. She was so fine and so sweet, I really could not get past it. Everybody warned me, leave them West Indian women alone, man. She was from Jamaica. 2 babies later, Pam was a different woman, fat as hell. Never felt like making love no more. We stopped that after Derek was born. And by the time Miles got here, we wasn't doing nothing but screwing. I was working 2 jobs, post office at night, construction during the day. She took care of the kids. I busted my ass. And what kind of thanks did I get? I'm too tired. She was too damn fat. Them thighs was felt like blubber. Her waist looked like an old inner tube. And what used to be firm, full breasts that I used to love to suck and massage, shit, now they fell down flat and limp on top of that gut. It got to the point that I didn't want her, couldn't stand the thought of touching her. The only thing she had energy for was them soap operas and food. It took me 3 years to leave because the kids was growing up and wasn't going nowhere no time soon. But a man's got to do what a man's got to do. This was about my sanity. That was 6 years ago. Never did get the divorce. I'm waiting for her to do it. She waiting for me. I see the kids once in a while, but don't want them to see me like this, living in a room and house with a whole bunch of other dudes. But all I need right now is a room. I ain't no woman, and ain't no interior decorating either. What I got is what I need. A bed, a dresser, a TV, a work table for my woodwork, and my fish tank, and my music box. I can't see spending my whole damn check on no rent, especially some weeks when I don't get work. Now, the dudes that live in this room and house is real losers. Some of them been put out, some of them got a habit, some of them just fucking lazy, wouldn't work if you gave them a job. The rest of them just lost, don't know what else to do. Grown men on welfare, now that's some ridiculous shit. I ain't nothing like them and they know it. I've got definite plans for my life. They ain't crystal clear to me right now, but that's why I'm working on my constitution. A man needs one, needs to get his priorities straight. Right now, It don't feel like I got no foundation. I feel more like sheetrock, like mortar. Can't nothing make your life work if you ain't the architect. Took me long enough to realize this shit. My life is pretty simple. I like to get drunk on Friday nights, but only if I worked a full week. No play, no pay. No pay, no play. Usually go to the bar, but I don't socialize too tough with none of these dudes in here because they ask too many damn questions, just like women. Want to know your whole history, but I don't give up no information. You got a lady, man, I look at them like they faggots and say, why? Nosy motherfuckers. You got any sisters? I got two, but I'll be damned if I'd introduce Darlene to these losers. Christina's married, which is where she should be. No, I ain't got no sisters. Why? They look like they ready to run and then say, I was just wondering, man, that's all. On the weekends, I like to sit in here and watch whatever game or fights is on TV and do some woodworking. Pussy don't even cross my mind when I got a piece of wood in my hand. Get myself a bottle and stay up all night chiseling, measuring, sanding, making a scale model. Don't make me no difference. You tell me what you want and I can build it. Beds, couches, lamps, tables, wall units. And the more complicated the shit is, the more I put into it. Ain't nothing like a challenge, especially when it turns out prettier than you expected. But I'm slow. I like to take my time and not rush when I'm working on a piece, which is one reason I don't make big pieces for people no more. They started bugging me, wanting me to hurry up and finish it. Christmas was coming up, something. How can you hurry up when you're trying to create a work of art? If the shit turned out all ugly, then I'd have to hear that shit. I paid all that money for this? These days, I make what I feel like making for anybody I feel like making it for, mostly myself. At least 3 days a week, I work out at the gym. Hell, working construction, I can't afford to get flabby and out of shape. No, it's more to it than that. I love my body and want to keep it that way. Faggots seem to love looking at it, too. Basically, I guess I'm a loner. Ain't got too many friends, ain't too many people worth trusting. Jimmy, a dude I grew up with, stops by every now and then to borrow a few dollars. But I don't never have to worry about catching up on nothing with Jimmy, because all he do is deal dope. Cocaine, he's small time, thinks he's big time, but he ain't. Because if he was, he wouldn't have to borrow no money from me, would have a permanent address and drive something besides them curled up Stacy Adams. He don't offer me none of that shit, because he know as far back as we go, I don't want to be around nothing that even smell like dope. Lucky is the only dude in this building that I do associate with. He's also the only male nurse I've ever met in my life, and he ain't no faggot either. But he always in white, worked a midnight shift at some old folks' home. We play cards, spades, poker, sometimes dominoes. Lucky is smart as hell, too. He reads everything, which is why we get into some heavy debates. Like the shit that's going on in the Middle East, should Jesse Jackson run for president in 84 or not, that kind of shit. I like being around people who think, who read the damn paper every day and know what's going on in the world. Lucky's biggest problem is that he lives at the track. Horses is his middle name. When he gets off work, he'll catch two buses, four trains, whatever's running to get to the track. I hate to take his money, but hell, when you play and lose, you lose and pay. He's got a hell of a record, music collection too. I mean, serious. That's another reason I like to sit in his room. Shit, get us a bottle, order some Chinese food, debate about damn near anything that come on the news, and listen to Herbie Hancock or Cole Porter in the background. You can't beat it. And I play my music loud as hell because that's how I like it. Once in a while, one of these dudes will knock on my door to complain. Say, man, would you mind turning it down a taste? If I'm drinking scotch, doing some woodworking, I'll say, maybe, or just ignore them. They don't mess with me either. Maybe it's because I am 6'4 and weigh 215. I don't know. I do know I can be a pain in the ass, but that's my nature. I just like to test people, see what they made of, where they coming from. I got discharged from the Navy because of my temper, lack of cooperation, couldn't carry out, let alone follow orders, and didn't give a shit. Didn't want to go in the first damn place. A black man got enough wars to fight at home. When they said draft and they meant army, I said, not me. Let me go somewhere halfway exciting, submarines and ships and shit. Everybody thought it would do me some good. But how can taking orders from the white man, killing people that ain't never done nothing to you, to me personally, do me some good? It took me 2 years to get out. My whole family disowned me. If I was white, I probably would have been disinherited. My mom said, You just lost, boy. Always was, always will be. Why don't you just go somewhere far away and leave us alone? The bitch and my pops. I don't know the right word to describe him. Meek. That's close enough. You could have had a future if you'd have followed the rules, son. That's all it takes to make it in this world, playing by the rules. Yeah, right. Look how far I got you, I wanted to say. A longshoreman, his dream in life, shit. I didn't get no dishonorable, just a general. I can still get some of the benefits. And Christine, she's a year older than me. The perfect word for her is dumb. Just plain old dumb. How she graduated from high school, I'll never know. My folks worshiped Christine, and you'd swear she was the only child they ever had. That's because she'll lick the ground they walk on. You got too much anger in you, Franklin. That's your biggest problem, she said. You're hostile, and you don't know what the words cooperate or compromise mean. Why are you so mad at everybody? She don't even know me. Maybe if I was high yellow like she was and didn't ever have to worry about dealing with white folks scaring them half to death because I'm so big and black, I would be happy as a little fucking lark, too. That's what it boiled down to, color. Me and Darlene was the black sheep in the family, took after my pops, and we got treated like that, too. Even now, Christine lived right across the street from moms and pops in a Leave It to Beaver house with a father knows best husband and three little Brady Bunch kids in dull-ass Staten Island. And Darlene, if you'd have just made it through high school, Franklin, you could be playing for the Knicks. They've got hardship cases, and you know it. You wouldn't have had to go to college. Could be making buku cash right now. She pissed me off. Things just like everybody else in America. Why is it that if you happen to be black and over 6 feet tall, everybody thinks you're supposed to play basketball or football? But I let Darlene off the hook because she nutty as a damn fruitcake, thanks to my parents. She changed jobs like some people change their clothes. Don't know whether she coming or going, and ain't never got no man. Living up there in Harlem, drinking herself to death, and she don't think nobody know it, but I know it. I ain't seen none of them in almost a year, and that's just the way I like it, really. All except for Darlene. I worry about her. Every now and then I'll call her just to make sure she's still alive. She already tried to kill herself once, and you think my folks would go up there and see her? All they ever want from us was to go along with their program, which meant don't never disagree with them about nothing. Shit, they forgot the kids had opinions, too. And it ain't no secret that they had it in for me from Jump Street. All they ever felt for me was disappointment, not love. And me being their only son, you'd think they'd be more understanding. But that would be too much like right. They would love to see me drive up in a brand new car, walk in their house wearing a suit and tie, flashing credit cards and proving to them that I didn't turn out to be the fuck up they thought I would. But even if I ever got to that point, I wouldn't give them the satisfaction of knowing it, since they never gave me none. But time can do some wild shit to your mind. For one thing, it can put you in check. Make you stop and realize on your 32nd birthday that your life is going down the fucking drain, that you ain't moving, ain't headed nowhere in particular. You're drifting, pretending like you on your way, but you know, but you don't know where. And when you sit in a tiny ass room smoking one Newport after another, playing solitaire with a bottle of scotch, looking across the room at a piece of wood that could turn out to be a beautiful piece of furniture, and you know what you're doing is good, but don't know what to do about it or where to go from here, you sort of get scared. And who you supposed to tell? A man don't run around telling everybody that he's scared, especially when he don't know what the fuck he's scared of. And for some reason, don't nobody seem to think that Franklin Swift should be scared of nothing. But time scares me. It feels like it's running out, like I gotta go ahead and make a move, a big move. Hell, something drastic. And if the white man would give a black man a break, maybe I could get in the union once and for all, making $14 to $17 an hour. They tearing down and putting up new buildings everywhere you look in Brooklyn. Italians will renovate anything for a dollar, but be black and try to get in the union. And what do? Lay your black ass off right before the cutoff date, or want to pay you hush money, or go home and don't show up money. Anything to stop you from paying you, union scale. And who can afford the dues when they paying you $6 or $7 an hour? So yeah, I'm just a laborer. If I can get in a few weeks of steady work at a little higher than slave wages, I could join. They give us 30 days to do it. Shit, I could buy a decent car, be out of this dingy ass room. I could afford a one-bedroom apartment then and send the kids more money. Let them spend a night, take them to Coney Island, the movie. Shit, I don't know. I don't need much. And even though this is 1982, the white men still love to see black men lift that barge and tote that bell. If I didn't do nothing but sit around here all day like some of these dudes, then they call me a shiftless, lazy, no good nigger. Almost begged the motherfuckers for a job and they still feel threatened. A man gets tired of begging. After a while, you feel butt naked, stripped of anything that even looked like pride. And they love that shit, which is why I resent every brick I pick up, every wheelbarrow I push, all the mud I sling, every wall I've ever put up or torn down. And one day I would love to just say, fuck you. But I made the bed, now I'm laying in it, which is why I'm looking into night school. I can't work construction for the rest of my damn life. Muscles wear out and the mind act like it wanna follow. And out of all the things I may be, stupid ain't one of them. One day I'd like to start my own business, be my own man, give the damn orders instead of taking them, have some money in my pocket and money in the fucking bank. That's what it's all about, ain't it? And that's exactly why women ain't in the picture right now. They complicate shit, fuck up my whole program. All they do is throw me off track, and it takes me too goddamn long to swing back. That's Franklin. Thank you. Whoa.